Buffalo businessman Carl Paladino says even though New York has many more Democrats than Republicans, Trump wants to compete against Hillary Clinton in his home state.
We're going to win big in Long Island and in upstate, especially in the southern tier areas. We're going to get crossover like you've never seen before from the southern tier areas that have been denied fracking, denied an economic opportunity, okay, and denied just about any right to live in the state of New York anymore.
But hundreds of thousands of Democrats live in New York City. Paladino says his strategy will be to draw a line around four of the five boroughs. He expects Trump to win in Staten Island. He says he'll work to promote the Republican candidate in his home borough of Queens, but he's writing off Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx.
I wouldn't spend a nickel there, to be honest with you.
Others disagree with that strategy. Onondaga County Chair Tom Dady says he also believes that New York is in play, but he says Republicans need to try to win some New York City votes.
Donald Trump, being from New York City, he has a chance to not necessarily win a majority of the votes in New York City, but he has a chance to get a certain percentage, let's say 30%, which would be enough for him to make New York competitive and to win New York.
A Quinnipiac University poll conducted just before the conventions found Democrat Hillary Clinton leads Trump 47% to 35% among all New York State voters, and that Clinton also leads in all age groups. Trump leads only among men, 44% to 40%. Women favor Clinton by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Trump at the top of the ticket will have an impact on the state Senate races, where the Republicans are hanging on to the majority with the help of one Senate Democrat who conferences with them. Senate GOP leader John Flanagan, who earlier in the week expressed reservations about some of Trump's foreign policy initiatives, like building a wall on the Mexican border, offered his strongest support yet in a speech before the New York delegation on Thursday morning.
I am supporting Donald Trump for president, and I'm going to do so with grace, with diplomacy, with passion, with fervor.
Larry Levy, dean of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University, says Trump will have an influence in the down-ballot races.
Donald Trump will have more to do with whether the Republicans retain control of the Senate than anything else, than any other person, than any other issue, than even the ability to raise a lot more money than the Democrats, even whether Andrew Cuomo decides to help out his friends in the Senate, Republican.
Levy says Trump may help candidates in the more Republican Suffolk County on eastern Long Island, but he could be a hindrance for candidates in Nassau County, where there are more Democrats. It's also where many senior GOP senators, including Flanagan, live. Whether or not New York becomes a battleground state for Trump and Clinton, the state will be the site of the next major event in the 2016 presidential race after the conventions. Hofstra University will be the site of the first debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on September 26th. In Cleveland, I'm Karen DeWitt.